This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. This week in the House of Representatives, we took another big step toward funding the government with the passage of three important appropriation bills. On Friday, we cleared the defense, homeland security, and state and foreign operations bills, making it four of the 12 for FY25 that have now cleared the House. We also marked up a few other bills, including the bill I have written funding transportation and housing. I chair that subcommittee. We call it the T-HUD bill. I'd like to give you a few highlights. It's funded at just over $90 billion. That's down a little over 7% from last year's enacted level. The bill prioritizes safety in all modes of transportation, specifically air travel, which continues to climb. We fund an additional 2,000 air traffic controllers, clearly a priority for the FAA. I think we found the right balance in the remainder of the bill with public housing, both tenant-based and project-based. My bill also funds both passenger and freight rail, striking the right balance on issues like Amtrak, which by itself can split our legislative body and derail, pardon the pun, the legislation. The T-HUD bill also includes about $3.5 billion in what we call community project funding. Now, these are local projects sponsored by members under rules approved by the House regarding transparency, limits, and germaneness to the bills that qualify. I'm pleased to report that Arkansas's 3rd District did quite well in the community project funding category. For example, we received $59 million for the completion of the 412 bypass from I-49 to Sonora. That's a game changer for the Northwest Arkansas, particularly Springdale area. $6 million toward the 112 project between Fayetteville and Bentonville. Farmington got $6.5 million for a pair of much-needed bridge improvements on Double Springs Road. There's $3 million more for the I-49 project between Alma and Barling. Fort Smith got $12.5 million for the Towson Avenue project. Benton County Water District will get $1.75 million to upgrade its loop system for a growing area. Huntsville in Madison County gets $3 million for a water tower and upgrades to the sewer lines in that small city. NEBCO, Northeast Benton County, gets $1.25 million for facility improvements and a new fire truck. The city of Mountainburg, $4.4 million to help with the extension of city water to about 350 families on private wells. And Mulberry's Food Pantry in Crawford County will get $500,000 for equipment and facilities for that outstanding program. These are all projects I sponsored, and I'm pleased our committee has given them the green light. Of course, none of this becomes official until we enact these appropriation bills into law. A lot of work remains, mainly getting to a conference with the Senate, which is well behind the pace we've set in the House. So a big week for the House Appropriations Committee. Finally, before I close, let me do a final shout-out to my father, Kermit Womack, on the occasion of his retirement after 72 years in broadcasting. The Colonel, as we know him, turns 90 in September. He'll have his final day on the air Monday, July 1st, and from 2 to 5 that afternoon, we'll honor Kermit with a reception at the Kerm Studios at 113 East New Hope Road in Rogers. We'll also take calls live on the air, so hopefully you can either stop by or call in. By the way, the station he founded in 1979 retires with him on Monday. Kerm will cease its operations after serving the three-state region for nearly 45 years. What a career, what a legacy. As always, we invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.